Hello, everyone. I am Mariana, the creator of the Daynamic Show and your guide to remind you to align with your own well-being every day. Today, we present an unscripted, impromptu, basically unpredictable, off-the-cuff recording titled, I don't even know what to title this, but it has to do with winning the lottery. So the title probably will come later. And if not, you'll see it on the actual recording when I post it. See, it's already started unpredictable because I don't even know. This is impromptu because I just had a discussion with family members, and congratulations to one of my family members that won more of a substantial amount on the lottery, and a friend that did so as well. So it's up in my awareness right now as to what is really the side of the lottery. Is it about receiving? Is it about luck? Is it about, is it your turn? Is it, oh, I'll never do it because I just don't win? I guess if you don't play, you'll never win, but the ones that just do it but never feel like they're buy the tickets but never feel like they'll actually win anything substantial. And there's reasons for that. So I have to ask you, have you ever dreamt of winning the lottery? Like, have you ever really thought about how that would fit into your present life? You may have dreamt about it. Oh, that would be cool. Or you might be on the other side of that where it's like, I don't know if I could handle that much money. I've seen other people do it. They've either handled it really well or not so well. So there is stories, and that sort of focuses on what I'm going to be talking about today. And it is about, I mean, lottery is just one way to receive, but I think it's also more of a, actually, once you win it, it's more of an a process, and you think it takes a few days to get to the place. And some people wait to the last minute before they actually, if you're way in the millions, to actually accept it so they can get their affairs in order. But let's talk more about what's behind the actual winning in general, whether it's winning the lottery or whether it's winning a draw or whether it's winning in life. Let's just look at that a little bit because, again, in the off-the-cuff, I always talk about the things that are present and aware in my life right at this moment because I feel that there is some kind of value, and it also helps me process this because I often get just insights and guidance to say what needs to be said, and so I follow that. I'm hoping that you're trusting that. It could be one word, a sentence, it could be the whole recording that actually may change a perspective, help you align more, and ultimately, like what we said at the beginning, is remind you to align with your own well-being, because that really is what you want to do every day, and then you'll see things just showing up anyway. So let's get to the lottery side of this, because I think it's fun. I think you should be playing lottery for the fun, not for, oh, I need to win the lottery to fix something or do something, but actually playing the lottery as fun. Like, are you willing to do that? Just play the lottery because it's fun to play. It's a game that costs a little bit of money, but ultimately it's a game. I just feel that the lottery and winning the lottery is all about receiving. If you listen to any of our recordings or blogs, our multimedia stuff, our videos on YouTube, all of our resources, like You know that we talk about the law of attraction. We know you talk about the universe. We know that we talk about it all starts from within. So let's just think like the universe knows what you want. And it's all about right timing, the best unfoldment for you. Like, are you open to even take that in and go, oh, maybe that's why it hasn't shown up. Things haven't fallen into place. My energy, my vibe, what my beliefs are, what I'm thinking about is maybe just not in full alignment with the ability to receive. So just a couple questions to think about here. So like, will you allow yourself to win the lottery? Like, will you? You probably say yes, but then how much are you willing to allow yourself to win in the lottery? Because numbers are numbers, draws, draws. Receiving is receiving. So what number are you comfortable with when it comes to winning? Another question may be, what are your points of view around winning the lottery? And then why do you want to win the lottery? And what is the value of not having money or not winning? And how would this change your life? And are you willing to have ease with winning and receiving? Like, these are just a few of the questions. And we're actually going to do a blog on this. So when you go to our website, dynamicshow.info, at the bottom, it'll say other resources, which is dynamicseries.com. And you go to multimedia and you'll see the blog section. And then you will see some of these written out, because I know some people prefer to read versus listen. I know some people will do both. This is just like another resource, and like I said, to have some fun. So another question, though, that has me wondering because of the conversation with one person that had won a more significant amount. And when I say more significant amount, it's like more than $10 or $20, more than $100, more than $1,000. So are you willing to have money? Are you willing to have the money that you would receive from playing the lottery? There's some people that have some stuff around that. No, I didn't earn it. No, I can't receive that much money. No, that'll take away from others that need it more than I do to win it. Well, then why are you playing it in the first place? Maybe by you winning the lottery and having the money from the lottery can help other people. And how about creating money and wanting more money? You have to be sort of willing to have money. And were you ever taught to have money? You know, when you think about some of the upbringings along the way, and I know I have family members that are just like, when they had money because they were brought up on the lower scale of having money, you spent it. Because when you have it, you spend it. You go get some food, you go do this, you do that, because you don't know where the next money is going to come from. Now that is, you know, being taught or shown as when they were younger. So, and then on the other side, people are like, no, save it, save the money. When you have money, save it, because don't know what you might need for a rainy day. So have that savings as well. Now, can there be a balance? Of course there can. But it has to be a balance that you're comfortable with for whatever. It's not like one extreme or the other. It's like you're in this life to enjoy it. So there is a balance. What is your comfort level as far as, like I said, having money? It is really something to explore, because I think that some of the beliefs that you have around money comes from what you were shown as you were growing up, from not only the family members, but the people around you that influenced you, and what they said or what they did or what you had or didn't have when it came to receiving and having actual money. I know for me, it's actually taken many years to replace the habits and beliefs around money and receiving to have healthy money habits. It's not all about the amount that you have, but what relationship that you end up having with the lottery, with what relationship you have around money in general. It's funny because there's been studies, and some of the new millionaires, or even people that have significant amount of winning in lottery, it shows that like over 50% of them often go through the money in less than 5 years. I say good for them if that's what you want, but who am I to judge their relationship with money? That's what they did, and that worked for them. Or didn't work. I don't know. I mean, again, who judges what? They might have a great car, a great home, a great investment, whatever, and then the money is just there and gone. And then whatever, they enjoyed their life, lived it to the fullest. Who are we to judge, again, how people spend their money, especially on a lottery win? And the having of the money part, sometimes it's like, well, if I have it, what will I do with it? If I have it, does that mean I have to share it with others? If I have it, that means other people don't have it. So again, your beliefs roll around in this whole lottery win in general of receiving an amount. And then again, what we asked you earlier is, what number would you be comfortable with? Another thing that came up with this whole conversation was about, you know, what if others close to me, you know, they don't really believe in the lottery and winning or even playing, but maybe you do. So are you going to play it or are you not going to play it? Are you going to wait for your instincts to come up to go, yeah, whatever? Or are you going to wait for the big amounts? You know, like down in the United States where the amounts get up to like such and such billion. Are you going to wait to buy a ticket for a $1 billion lottery draw when perhaps you know that you might not be comfortable with all that money? Again, whether it's belief, subconscious or not. And so you just set yourself up for, oh yeah, well, the lottery doesn't win because it's, or sorry, I can't win the lottery because it's so high. So on some level, you're already sabotaging yourself from buying a ticket. Does that make sense to you? Why not buy the lottery all the time and have fun with it? Or when you get the instinct to do that moving forward, to go buy the actual physical ticket. You might have a conversation about the lottery. You might see someone that's won the lottery. You might get some numbers in your dreams. You might see a whole bunch. You might ask the universe to show you what winning the lottery would feel like. Like there's a lot of opportunity. But if someone around you that is influential to you and or you're in a close relationship with, and they don't believe in the lottery. I mean, everyone's beliefs are not the same. We understand that. And you can't control what others' perspectives or limitations or choices are. You know, so let them have theirs and you have yours. I mean, I used to limit myself because of my beliefs of my partner, because he doesn't believe that you could win necessarily. And I had to understand that that's his beliefs, not mine. And I did get a bit judgmental towards that perspective. And why wouldn't you be open to the possibility of winning? But then I realized I was blaming him and others for their views on the lottery and money and receiving in general, and use him as an excuse not to win. Or on the other side, I'll show you and I'll just win. So you play more, but you're playing from a place of lack and trying to make someone else wrong and make you right. So that's a right or wrong thing versus I just intuitively know that I am an abundant, wealthy person and receiving comes to me in all ways, and lottery is one of those ways. And I just really had to along the way, and maybe some of you are doing this now, is just to re-educate and clarify, again, those beliefs that said all the things that may be unempowering around receiving money, lottery being one of the ways. I mean, I can choose money, I can receive money. I had to give myself the permission to win the lottery and that was okay. And then I had to clarify the amount that I would be comfortable with. You know, really at the end of the day, and I know most people aren't going to get this, but $5 or $10 in an energetic point of view is the same as $10 million. Like money is just energy. It's either coin or it's a piece of paper type of thing. I often thought about the piece of paper and I was just like, winning this lottery and then you have this like small piece of paper that has the winning lottery ticket that potentially, depending on how much it draws for, could stand for millions of dollars. So you have, the next time you hold your lottery ticket, just hold it and go, this piece of paper holds so much potential. I think it's awesome. Because before I would just shove them in my purse or do whatever, and I wasn't respecting my lottery tickets, that piece of paper could represent so much money, again, whether it's $2 or millions of dollars, and that I had to respect that piece of paper just like I had to respect money, the paper money that we receive as well. And then I thought, when I was told when I was growing up that money does not grow on trees, my thought was, well, actually, isn't the paper that the tickets are printed on from trees? So, you know, so it sort of does. So how do you ask for the lottery winning tickets? I asked the people that had won them. I was like, did you go through some kind of process? Was it a very conscious win or was it just like it showed up? And it was one of both. It was like, no, it was just a group of us and I guess all wanted because they all sort of needed it for something and not need from a lack, but need from a potential of hopefulness of that. This is like what I would do if I won it and blah, blah, blah. Because money likes when you have a need for it, or money, not from a lack need, but just from something to do with that money. And the other one was like, no, I was very conscious. I did this and this and this process, and I just knew I was going to win. So that expectation is a huge thing as well around, can you even expect to win? Are you willing to expect to win? So how do you ask for the winning lottery ticket? Like, I don't know, I've heard it all before. Like, saying that you want to win is great. And what if you would say before you go in, okay, wherever I buy my lottery tickets, well, whether it's the same place, whether it's online, whether it's a different place every time because you're just following the guidance of where you're at the time and say, hey, give me a lottery ticket. Or, and what do you have a process? So it's just like, do you have before you buy them, do you just say, okay, I'm knowing that these numbers, these ticket I'm about to buy, the numbers will come in, they'll align with what is drawn. Or if you're at a retail place, he's like, ask them, could you please present me with the winning lottery ticket or tickets? And, or you can, before you buy it online, go, hey, I'm aligned with winning, and I just know that the tickets will come up and they will advise me that I have won. So there's all these ways that you can ask to win the lottery. The questions that you might want to clarify before that, too, when I was talking about before about the psychology and then the beliefs and the mindset or whole around that is like, what would it take to win the lottery? Or how much money, again, are you willing to allow in? So it's not about asking for a certain amount per se. It's really about asking for that or better. You know, oh, I'd like to win $100 in this lottery win or better. If you're comfortable with the $100 win or better, then that just opens you up again to the universe to go, okay, there it is. And like I always said, like I said before, are you willing just to play the lottery for the fun of it? Or is it always about winning? I mean, can you play the lottery and feel like, hey, well, this is fun. I had some impulses. I got wrapped up in the excitement of the lottery, in for grabs. I was feeling really good that day. And I just decided, hey, let's buy the lottery. Now, I'm not talking lottery as just the piece of paper, although I have been referring to that so far. Lottery can also be scratch tickets. You know, there's lots of people that win with scratch tickets as well. Wouldn't it be fun to hold up that big sign that says that you've won? Or have someone else go do it for you if you don't want to, you know, hold that sign and have it published so you don't have people reaching out to you. So I often say, universe, show me, surprise and delight me with the ways I can receive. And lottery, when I buy a ticket, would be one of them. What we often talk about in our take-home tools and our different recordings and what we'll talk about more going forward is like, you don't have to make it significant to win the lottery, but you can do it to have fun, to just sort of like, when you say, show me, universe, how to do this, and it actually shows you. But there's other ways. Show me how to receive wealth and abundance in all areas of my life. So that's a nice knowing affirmation. Because when we say knowing affirmations, you know inherently that there's so much wealth. Now again, what is your version of wealth around this universe? And you have a part of this because you're a part of the universe. So having an affirmation of just positive knowing is telling them, instead of what is or what's happened in the past, it's saying, what do you want now? And if you want to co-create and create your life and look forward to moving forward, now in your present moment, knowing that you have the possibility and the opportunity and what's next to potentially receive on all levels of prosperity and abundance and wealth and winning the lottery as one of those choices, then that's absolutely awesome. And we support you in that. You know, some of the other ways that we talked about earlier is, do you pick your numbers? Do you have numbers that are really special to you? Can you just say, hey, universe, what numbers would have me win the lottery? before you even go and buy them online or in a retail store. And then when you get to the store, you say to the retail person, send them love, send abundance to them as well. Because a lot of times those retailers are getting some kind of percentage that would help their store or their booth or whatever it is. Then go, could you please present me with a winning lottery ticket? Now, I've started doing that, and the reactions on that is, it's actually quite funny. It's just like, some are like, sure. Some are like, well, I can't guarantee. And some are like, taken back and don't know what to say when you ask for that. It's like, well, I can buy you a ticket. I can't ensure that it's winning. And I said, oh, no, I trust that you will. So it's, again, keeping in that mindset of about receiving. And again, lottery is just one way in which you can do that, because you can daydream about what you would do with the money. That is a real, as we close up this recording, is do your daydream stuff. Like, what would you do with the money? Like, write it down in a book or a journal, or just daydream about it. Like, what would you actually do with, I don't know, even $1 million check that gets deposited into your bank account? And what would you do with it? The universe has to know what you want next. What will you do next? So do that. Why not? Take that time instead of focusing on, oh no, I haven't won yet, and that be your verbiage. Change that around to go, I will win. And I keep winning the amounts that I'm comfortable with, and I keep, and more, and I keep winning the lottery because I'm open to receive all good and well things in this lifetime, right here and now, for my highest good. So get your mantra, get your thing that you are comfortable with when it comes to winning the lottery, receiving things. And again, we have done other recordings and blogs around receiving. And again, it's not always money, is just one way to receive. And you can go check resources on other ways that you can receive and bring things into your world. It's magical. It's awesome. So do it. You have permission. Win the lottery. Share how you've won the lottery. Send us comments. We're excited for you. We're excited for us. I mean, this universe is abundant regardless of what's going on in the world, what's going on in your world. So we have some great shows coming up and lots of great past recordings. So go see what serves you. Also visit us at dynamicshow.info and explore all our other great resources and products. Oh, and I do need to add that all materials are copyrighted and are for informational purposes. So until we meet again, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and make it a dynamic day.